the history of rock and roll.
Just because you left and said goodbye, do you think that I will sit and cry? Even if my heart should tell me so, darling, I would rather let you go.
National hit for Lloyd Price was Just Because, which he wrote. The Del Vikings created a new kind of group name in 1957, a name which remains shrouded in the same kind of mystery attached to the Jefferson Airplane. But Del Vikings became more or less a household word back then, as Come Go With Me blasted through a million radios, record players, and jukeboxes. Thurston Harris also brought a different kind of name to the record charts with his version of Little Bitty Pretty One. Was the year of Bobby Blue Bland's first hit, Further On Up the Road, an example of Texas rhythm and blues. Chuck Willis revitalized a blues classic for his CC Rider. Truly a rock masterpiece.
CC Rider, CC Rider, CC Rider.
strata by strata, you're digging the formation of rock. Buddy Holly and the Crickets come next.
The history of rock and roll.
Buddy Holly and the Crickets were at their peak in 1957. The history of rock and roll backs through time to 1954 for an unusual record by an unusual artist. I Put a Spell on You is the original version of a hard rock standard. And this is Screamin' Jay Hawkins.
Now, at the recording session, Arnold Maxim, a gentleman who was in charge of Columbia, decided at that point, at the last minute, that we should do something different in making records. He says, Jay, what do you do when you're in a nightclub? I says, well, I feel good. I meet a lot of wonderful people. And I get up and I try to entertain them. He says, well, do you drink? I says, yes, I do drink. He says, would you consider yourself a heavy drinker? I said, well, moderate, enough to feel the power of the alcohol, but not enough to let it control the body. So we wound up having a real, real harsh drinking session. I Put a Spell on You was recorded. 10 days later, when the record came out, I had to learn it. And consequently, from 1954 up to this very date, this is the image that I have been living in, this weird, macabre, outlandish sound.
I Put a Spell on You. Because you're mine, stop the things you do. What's up? I ain't lying. Yeah, I can't stand. Woo! No running around. I can't stand. No putting me down. I put a spell on you.
Intoxicated with the success of Come Go With Me, the Del Vikings split into several groups with the same name in 57. Whispering Bells was a hit for one of the fragments of the first group. Who'd work with both Little Richard and Lloyd Price became a star on his own in 1957 with a song constructed from the titles of then popular records. Short Fat Fanny, a first cousin of Long Tall Sally.
Tired of slipping and a sliding with a Long Tall Sally. Peeking and a hiding, ducking back in the alley. Don't wanna rip it up, don't wanna dance with Fanny. I've got a brand new love, her name is Short Fat Fanny. Short Fat Fanny is my heart.
The history of rock and roll returns with a 1958 record which brought a new polished sound to saxophone breaks.
The history of rock and roll.
Take out the papers and the trash. Or you don't get no spending cash. If you don't scrub that kitchen floor, you ain't gonna rock and roll no more. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Don't go back.
Just finish cleaning up your room. Let's see that dust fly with that broom. Get all that garbage out of sight. Or you don't go out Friday night. Yaggity yak.
Don't go back.
Yaggity yak, yaggity yak.
King Curtis played saxophone on the Coasters' Yakety Yak, and his brilliant solo set a new standard for the rock and roll sax. 1958 was the year of the calypso, a cross between the cha-cha and the calypso, and Billy and Lily were its best-known exponents. Bobby Day and Thurston Harris battled for the big version of Over and Over in 1958. This is Bobby Day.
Toot, 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 toot.
Well, I went to a dance the other night. Everybody went stag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag. I said over and over and over again, this dance is gonna be a drag.
The history of rock and roll continues its travels through 1958 with Chuck Berry's portrait of a teenage girl.